Is the Lord in our midst or not? The Israelites asked that question while they were wandering in the desert. Why? Because they faced an emergency, a crisis, and they felt like the Lord wasn't helping them. There they were in the desert, no water. They thought they were all going to die, wondering whose fault it was. An emergency, a crisis, wondering whose fault it is. Some things don't change much. And for some, the question hasn't even changed. Is the Lord in our midst or not? It seems weird to reflect on anything other than what's on everyone's mind coming to Mass this weekend. And I myself have to resist a temptation to make light of things or to be cynical, sarcastic. So what's left? How about the scriptures? Buried in the second reading today, which the second reading itself is often buried in the liturgy of the word, well, buried in the second reading from St. Paul to the Romans are these words: Christ, while we were still helpless, died for us. Helpless is a pretty good choice of words at the moment. When one recognizes that sickness doesn't discriminate, confusion doesn't discriminate, inconvenience doesn't discriminate, helpless is a good description. St. Paul continues that one might give their life for a just person, a good person, though it might be difficult. But God proves his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so I think I found my phrase for us right now. Helpless, but not hopeless. Helpless, but not hopeless. Because when things are beyond our control, when we feel helpless, we may ask, is the Lord in our midst or not? And then we remember that it was precisely when we were helpless that Christ died for us. So if any of you in these days have felt confused or inconvenienced or even sick, you may have felt helpless. But because of the death of Christ, for you, may you never feel hopeless.